Blog Talk Radio.
Anoint my feet, send your angel raining down here on.
demonic army so large that it stretched as far as I could see. It was separated into divisions, which, with each carrying a different banner. The foremost divisions marched under the banners of pride, self-righteousness, respectability, selfish ambition, unrighteous judgment, and jealousy. There were many more of these evil divisions beyond my scope of vision, but those in the vanguard of this terrible horde from hell seemed to be the most powerful. The leader of this army was the accuser of the brethren himself. The weapons carried by this horde were also and the arrows were named accusation, gossip, slander, falsehood. Scouts and smaller companies, demons, such names as rejection, bitterness, hatred, unforgiveness, and lust were sent in an advance of this army to prepare for the main attack. These smaller companies, scouts, much fewer in number. They were no less powerful than some of the larger divisions of the foul. They were smaller only for strategic just as John the Baptist was a single man, but was given an extraordinary anointing for baptizing the masses to prepare them for the Lord. These smaller demonic companies were given extraordinary evil power to baptize the masses. A single demon of bitterness so destroyed multiple people, even entire races or cultures. A demon of lust would attach itself to a single form, movement, or even advertising, and send what appeared to be bolts of electric slime that would hit and desensitize great masses of people. All of this would prepare the great horde of people. This army was marching specifically against the church, but it was attacking everyone that it was. I knew that it was three members of coming from God, which was destined to lead the masses of people to the church. The primary strategy of this army was to cause division on every possible level of relationship, churches with each other, congregations with their pastors, husbands and wives, children and parents, even children with each other. Scouts were sent to local openings in churches, families, or individuals that rejection, bitterness, lust, etc. would exploit and make large. Then the following division would pour through the opening, completely overcome their victims. The most shocking part of this that this horde was not riding on horses, but primarily on Christians. Most of them were well-dressed, respectable, and had the appearance of being refined and educated. There also seemed to be representatives from almost every walk of life. These people professed Christian truth in order to appease their conscience. They lived their lives in agreement with the powers of darkness. As they agree with these powers, their assigned demons group more easily directed their actions. For this episode, dying to be married. Marriage for reason.
Again to Dying to be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis. Winston Lewis at your service.
And Sandra Lewis as well.
And Satan the Lord rebuke you. Yes. You know he doesn't want this to happen, but we are live, and you're yes. welcome to join us at 914-803-4491 and just press 1 when you're ready to speak, or you can join us in our chat. The war is real. Sister Lewis.
In James, the 4th chapter and the 1st verse, it reads, "Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? In a time where holy matrimony between a man and a woman has to be defended, the very possibility of losing a job or being jailed if you don't support gay marriage or alternative lifestyles is on the rise. The question then is what or who is behind the tides being shifted? Is there an underlying agenda at work? And if so, who is doing it? And who can we and how can we fight back?" This is what we are going to be dealing with.
Yes, because the war is real.
It is real.
That excerpt was from Prophet Rick Joyner from his book, The Final Quest.
The Final Quest.
And in opening, just to say, giving credit where credit is due.
The epic war battle music was from The Last Battle, and that was from Maxime Thibault. And also, the intense warfare ambience was the Zero G Geek. And the music you heard opening up with C.C. Winans was Waging War.
You see, we took the time to be dramatic, to dramatize, not for the sake of over-embellishing, but to stress the truth of what's going on now. You know, these are some very serious times, and the current events that are happening, if you could hear them interlaced and interspliced in the introduction, you're going to have to make a choice.
Yeah.
You're going to have to choose a side. The world is choosing sides on these issues. You see, although it may be people that you might not necessarily connect with, whose side will you be on? Not the world's, not a Republican, not a Democrat, not black, not white. But whose side are you on, God's or the enemy's? Whose side? These issues are forcing us to take sides. But we're daring to raise our banner. We stand for the holy matrimony that God has established for a man and a woman. You see, as ambassadors, we must represent the truth. And in it all, just as these conversations and dying to be married is open to all to converse, it's time for us to truly begin to discuss these issues, because you're going to be, in the future, forced to take a side. You know, there was the lady here in Kentucky who took a stand for what she believed. As the law changed, she was in a position to make a stand or not, to relent and just give in to what was before her, but she took a stand. And some say she became famous, some say she became infamous. And what we saw around the country, probably even the world, were people took sides on her point. Sure, it's on your news feed, Facebook, Instagram, all your social media. But I tell you, it goes deeper than that. What are you believing in your soul? Whose side will you dare to stand on? It also says in James 4:1, as it was read in the introduction, wars, from where do they come? And James's charge to us as believers, don't they start within us? All of the great wars around this world, when you talk about ISIS, when you talk about what's going on in Ukraine, when you're talking about what's going on across the Middle East, and the results of what's going on with the refugees overtaking Europe, and even the United States. It's affecting us all. From where do they come? And directly, they're coming from within us. And that's where we're going to deal with our search, you see. And it just happens to be that our platform is marriage. But even the marriage between a man and a woman that has been declared holy matrimony, as we have to defend it. And, you know, some said that the Defense of Marriage Act was struck down. That made me see that we're at war. Because truth be told, this institution of holy matrimony that God blesses and says is honorable is representative of a greater thing. His church,
right.
His son, and his bride, you see. And we as believers are his bride, just cutting straight to the truth. That is the greater representation of what we have. And you're going to have to choose a side. Which side will you be on? It's not just about marriage, although we're going to discuss that, the things that go on in our marriages, because all these things affect our communities and our societies, all of them. We are seeing the results of what happens when children are raised without both parents. We're seeing the results of things that are occurring when marriage is perverted. We're seeing the results of these things. And don't think for a second this does not contribute to the wars at large. Don't think for a second the way these things aren't affecting even our environment. Yes, it is even causing the climate to change. The war is real. What do you think about that, Sister Lewis?
There is so much weight to what you just said. For some, if you're in a position where you say, well, it really doesn't affect me, you know, maybe you are married and maybe you feel like, you know, well, that's something that's going on there, but it doesn't really affect me.
Right.
Or maybe you are not married and you may have a take on it where, well, if you can find love, why shouldn't you be? Why shouldn't you be able to marry who you love? And you may even consider yourself a believer in Christ. There are some things that we have to get established. Because if you don't know who or what the real enemy is, you will either fall into one or two categories. You will either be apathetic towards what is happening, to where whatever happens, que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. And if that's your take and you choose to stay on the side of ignorance, because actually that's what it is. When you choose not to do anything at all and you choose to stay to yourself in your own little corner, in your own little chair, and let everything happen and let the chips fall where they may. There is a passage of scripture for you, because God said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You may think that what you don't know won't hurt. That in itself is a strategy of the enemy. To keep you blind.
That's right.
Because God's word says that what you don't know will kill you.
You see.
And so there are things that are in place. There are strategies that the enemy uses to keep us blind. There are strategies that the enemy uses that will keep us out of the loop and will cause us to have a feeling of a false security.
Mm-hmm. A false sense of security.
That we are okay because we don't know.
Right.
And I'm going to be using a little bit of different things because I know there are some who believe that, well, you know, everything, all truth is not just in the Bible, and why don't you use something else? Well, you know, there was a Chinese military general, Sun Tzu, who was known for his strategies in the art of war. And one of the things that he says about knowing your enemy is that you know your enemy and know yourself, and you can fight 100 battles without disaster. But this is if you know your enemy, know yourself, but also know your enemy, because the victors are those who don't just go into the battle with their own limited understanding of who they are. But he says a victorious warrior win first and then go to war. But while defeated warriors go to war first and then seek to win. So there's a preparation that has to take place before we go out, because the war is real. We see the signs.
That's
we
right.
see it. It's here.
You see, and one more of these, the symptoms, the signs, the obvious depravity, if you will. You know, before we have a word from our sponsor, this is the wake-up call. Truth be told, these things do affect our environment.
Mm-hmm.
As the Lord established in the Old Testament with the children of Israel when they came out of bondage and before they went into the promised land, they learned his ways. And one of the things he said to them as he promised them the land in Leviticus, the 20th chapter and the 23rd verse, and I'm going to read the NIV, and it says, that's Leviticus 20:23. You must not live according to the customs of the nations I am going to drive out before you, because they did all these things, I abhorred them. But I say to you, you will possess their land. I will give it to you as an inheritance, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God who has set you apart from the nations. You see, in the verses above this, in the context of this passage in the 20th chapter of Leviticus, the Lord distinguished what was right about relationships and what was wrong about them. What to abstain from, the things to avoid, so as to not inherit a curse. But when you do, for this reason, people who didn't acknowledge him, people who didn't necessarily believe him, they were displaced.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is reality.
Yeah.
Granted, some folks say, well, that's the Old Testament, and things are different now, and we are in a dispensation of grace, a time period of grace, but I tell you, as the Lord said, he didn't come to destroy the law, but
mm-hmm.
to fulfill it.
Right.
And see, that fulfillment is coming to pass.
Exactly.
And we're going to have to face some real decisions about whose side we're going to be on. On the other side of this word from our sponsor, we're going to get to some remedies. We're going to get to how we can stand for the truth, for our marriages, our families, our relationship, our faith, and all else. You are listening to a broadcast being brought to you by Kingdom United Ministries Network.
The mission of Kingdom United Ministries Network is to unite, promote, and expand
the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the sake of souls. The vision of this ministry can be found within the theme of Matthew 25, verses 33 through 45, which in essence is what you have done to the least of these, you've done to me. We invite you to visit our website at www.kingdomcomenet.com. That is www.kingdomcomenet.com. Through this network of ministry broadcasts and online features, we are touching the world for the kingdom.
Our weekly broadcast, which airs each Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., Dying to be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis, deals with the true process of holy matrimony between a man and a woman and Christ and the church, so they are no longer two but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Matthew 19:6.
Our monthly lineup is the first through the fourth Saturday of each month at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and can be accessed via their web pages listed on the website of Kingdom United Ministries Network. There you will also find previous archives and relative ministry resources.
For our women's ministry, which airs on the first Saturday of the month, we have Naomi's Daughters, hosted by Ambassadors and Women on Fire, Sandra Lewis, Latoya Walker, Kathy Thompson, and Sister Linda Mariah. Stop by Kingdom Kitchen for inspirational blogs. And visit our sister site, Minister Debbie Miranda's Radiant Tree Productions, LLC, for holistic health and organic skin and hair care products and information. Find us on Facebook.
On the second Saturday is Kingdom Foundational Truths, which is an open conversation of foundational truths that every Christian should know second nature, highlighting the basic principles of Christian faith, while reserving the right to go deeper and prompting open discussion.
On the third Saturday, we have Kept on Campus, which is a ministry that broadcasts serve as a monthly forum for young adults to tune in and discuss what's happening on our campus, both physically and spiritually. Join in the conversation and encourage others to participate as well. Let's talk about what's happening on your campus, in your community, or in your life. Find us on Facebook at https://kept on campus.
And on the fourth Saturday, Kingdom Kids Network. Kingdom Kids Network is our youth ministry and is hosted by Junior Ambassadors Clinton
and Imani, and we are
Kingdom Kids.
Together, we are reaching our peers, talking about the challenges of our youth and the solutions for Jesus Christ.
Visit our website and view other ministry features and resources, including previous guest websites, Bible resources, blogs, and much, much more. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, visit our expansion and donation page, where a secure donation can be made, or write us and mail in your donation to Kingdom United Ministries Network, P.O. Box 51661, Kalamazoo, Michigan, 49005. If you'd like to be a guest on any of our broadcasts or are led to become a part of this network, send us an email by going to the broadcast page and provide us your contact and ministry information, or send to KUMN at KingdomComeNet.com. Follow us on Blog Talk or send us your email or social media information for regular updates. And as always, you are welcome.
Yes, yes. Welcome back to Dying to be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis, continuing with our new subject, and series, Marriage, the War is Real. I must also say that as we speak of marriage, we're not just speaking of the holy matrimony, the connotation that you're used to of man and woman, husband and wife, as much as it is also your relationship to your groom as a believer of Christ as the husband and you as a believer in the church.
Right.
If truth be told, you can parallel marriage, as it should be, to your relationship with Christ in the church, with you being that bride.
Exactly.
You see, so every one of these cyber services have something to do with your relationship, be it you're single, be it you're divorced, widowed, never been married, don't even desire to be married. Mm-hmm. It is indicative of your relationship to Christ. You know, we spend time looking at the symptoms. We spend time looking at the obvious things in our society, the depravity that's all around us. But we've got to get into the answers.
Yeah.
Now, just to let you know, we're not going to address every single problem. We can't do it in the time allotted.
Right.
But we can point you to the answer.
Right. And it's important also to say that we have to understand that we are spirit beings in a body with a soul. And when we see things that are manifesting in the natural, it is indicative of what is happening in the spirit realm.
Absolutely.
So if there is an attack on marriage in the natural realm,
yes,
it's an indication of the attack on the spiritual marriage.
That's right.
And so this is why it behooves us all to pay attention to what is happening.
That's right.
Because we have been called to stand at arms for what is happening in this earth.
That's right.
The heavens belong to God, but the earth he's given to man. And we have to understand that we have a responsibility as a believer. We can't claim, I don't know, or I didn't know.
Right.
Because ignorance of the law is no excuse.
That's right.
And this is why
you can find that out by running the red light.
Exactly. If you don't think that's true, then try doing it. Just like you said, try doing that, because it's not going to stand in court.
You see.
But this is why we have to be kingdom-minded. This is why Jesus said if we seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, which is his way of doing things,
that's right,
then everything else will be added to us.
Yes.
And so we have to pay attention to what God says to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be obedient. He says that if we are willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land.
That's right.
And so God requires not for us to just say, well, I want to do what he wants us to do. I want to do what he wants, and I do want what he has for me. No, but you have to go through a process.
See, there's an adage also that the world states, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Good intentions as well. And this is the reason why we have to, like you said, tell the truth and shame the devil. You know, it's time out for hiding out and for saying, well, I don't want to be out front. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Because these are all things that the enemy uses.
That's right.
To try to get you, to keep you from doing what God wants you to do. I'm saying that because I've been there.
Yes, all
I'm
of
saying
this.
That because I'm not saying it from a person who, well, it just
ivory
doesn't apply.
Tower
exactly.
Their finger,
no, I'm telling
their finger.
You because I've been front line.
Yes.
Front line on this. And so I can stand here today and say, he almost had me.
Mm-hmm.
He almost had me. See, none of us are exempt. You know, the word says that, you know, that for us not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought, not to think that you're so untouchable that be tricked or even be deceived by the enemy.
That's right.
But the word says if you, you know, beware when you think you stand.
Yeah.
lest you fall.
That's right.
If it weren't possible for someone who is in the Word or for someone to be deceived, the Word never would have said that that deception was there.
That's right.
You know, something happened in the garden. You know, if it weren't possible for man to be deceived, we never would have fallen.
And truth be told, that seed is in us.
It's in us.
At all times, we can be duped.
Exactly.
Any one of us at any given time, unless you know how much we need to be pressing.
Exactly.
One thing right quick, Sister Lewis, you know, because we've got to get into these, how to fight back.
Yeah.
Because the reality is what we really face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's great to hear a great sermon. It's great, yes, to listen to Dying to Be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis Sunday evenings. It's great to be stirred and inspired in the pew.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get up and go home and your foot hits that ground and you get to living, how will you deal?
That's right.
That's where we lose so many on this battlefield. As we were reading that prophecy of Rick Joyner, it is so, so true.
Mm-hmm.
That first chapter is riveting when it deals with our relationship and the real fight.
Yeah.
You see, and we're going to get into it in the subsequent days if the Lord delay his coming, how the enemy dirty.
Yeah.
The accuser of the brethren, he gets in us.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest enemy in the me, you see, and you.
Exactly.
And us all, if we're not careful, our own flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That's the great deception, the behind enemy lines when he drops back there and speaks as if we're speaking.
Yeah.
You know, he makes us declare that I think this way, I feel this way, and I want it to be. And before we know it, we're believing it, and we are actually saying and doing it.
Exactly.
It's a great deception. Mm-hmm. And truth be told, he's a master at it.
He is.
But there is a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And this works.
Yes.
This works when you work it. Mm-hmm. This is the truth. We don't just say this, and yes, it will seem like we're vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, we expose that, hey, we go through this.
Yeah.
We've been through it.
Exactly.
This is our experience we're speaking
exactly.
from. We're not just reading from some old dusty scripture.
Mm-hmm.
This is the truth.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, it's folk that will be willing to blow themselves up for what they believe.
That's right.
It's folk that are on a murder and suicide rampage.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
What will you do?
Exactly.
What will you do when this rubber meets the road?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, these words give you victory.
That's
Let's
right.
read it, Sister Lewis. Let's start with this 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. And let's start in the second verse.
Third.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Going to read down through 6. We're going to tag team because there's power in our team.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Wonder Twin Couple, activate. Shape of King James Version. 2 Corinthians 10:3 reads, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh."
For though we walk in the flesh as mortal men, we are not carrying on our spiritual warfare according to the flesh and using the weapons of man.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
The weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood. Our weapons are divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
We are destroying sophisticated arguments and every exalted and proud thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God.
Lord, have mercy.
And we are taking every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ.
And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
Being ready to punish every act of disobedience when your obedience as a church is complete.
Lord, have mercy. powerful passage.
Yes.
You
yes.
see, because the revelation, which the enemy does not want us to know, is this is a spiritual fight.
That's right. And where does it begin?
You see,
in the mind.
That's right. As James so eloquently and articulately pointed out, where do the wars come from? Where do the
mm-hmm.
fightings come from? They come from inside you.
Yes.
Now, something that was said, I want to start here too. The sophisticated arguments.
Mm-hmm.
There are sophisticated arguments today.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. It
mm-hmm.
was interesting watching people take sides on these recent events. When the Supreme Court passed the law that same-sex marriage was legal throughout all 50 states of the United States, you saw people with the rainbow Facebook icon, you
mm-hmm.
see, which in turn caused the Christians to get the red cross icon, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
You saw people taking sides on all levels.
Mm-hmm.
The sophisticated arguments, why same-sex marriage is like a fight for our civil rights. It's like being black. Somebody even wanted to say the rainbow is the new black. Lord have mercy.
Hmm.
Huh? And the rainbow that they stole. And I say they, you know, truth be told, and let's make this clear before we go further, because there are lines drawn.
Right.
There are parameters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But let me say this. Our Lord King Christ died for us all. Because
right.
what? While we were yet sinners,
that's right.
Christ died for the ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
That's every last one of us. So let's get that straight.
Yeah.
We're not just going to wag our finger from the ivory tower and say, let them eat cake. You see,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to wag our finger and say, look at them and not
mm-hmm.
us.
Right.
You see, because truth be told, we were all in that category. We
that's
all
right.
have sinned and fallen short
that's
of
right.
the glory of God.
That's
but
right.
then once you learn the truth, yes, you have to take sides.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a side. Choose a side. Right here, the weapons of our warfare. Because, see, we know the evidence. We know the evidence of our irreconcilable differences.
Right.
We can see why we are apart. We probably couldn't see it coming. We probably didn't realize that those little feelings that we had for each other that built up, the little things that caused divisions, that caused us not to speak to each other.
Mm-hmm.
We probably didn't realize the mechanisms when the smith was blowing the coal.
Exactly.
And the waster was setting himself up to destroy us. We
mm-hmm.
probably didn't recognize it was that little time that we went to bed without speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because
mm-hmm.
we argued over something little. I want to watch this. You want to watch that. You
mm-hmm.
always want to watch. See, every time I, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. Talking about the real.
That's right. And, you know, the important thing, too, to look at is in that fourth verse, and I'm going to read it in your version, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal,
mm-hmm.
but mighty through God
uh-huh.
to the pulling down of strongholds.
Yes.
And stronghold is important to amplify there
yes,
because we often don't recognize them.
That's right.
We recognize when we hear that word stronghold, most believers and anyone who has been in the word for a period of time will identify some strongholds as being a person who is addicted to something,
right.
you know, something that they just can't seem to shake.
Mm-hmm.
And those things are obvious. Those
uh-huh.
are those obvious things.
Mm-hmm.
We've both been in situations where we've seen the effects that addictions have
that's
on
right.
people who are addicted to drugs and
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Right.
Those are so visible
obvious.
That it's obvious to everybody around. But there are some things.
That's right. Lord have mercy.
There are some things.
Come on.
And so when you look at strongholds, it's important to identify what strongholds really are.
Yeah, come on.
And I just want to give just a couple of things to show, to try to, it, to for you to identify strongholds in your own life because you may not have known that they were there.
Mm-hmm.
Strongholds are arguments against what and who God says we or others
are.
Right.
So those are thought patterns,
mm-hmm.
belief systems, mental perceptions, reasonings or systems of reasoning.
That's right.
And usually those things have been triggered or they've been planted by mm-hmm. things that have happened in our past.
You see.
And so those things, in on Naomi's Daughters last week, we had Anisha Freeman who talked about the lies that bind.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's the truth that makes us free, there has to be a lie that has us bound. And I want to say today that those lies are strongholds.
They are.
They're just interchangeable.
You know, Sister Lewis, and just right quick reviewing
mm-hmm.
In the prophecy,
mm-hmm.
rejection
yes.
is a stronghold.
Yes.
Bitterness
mm-hmm.
is a stronghold. Impatience is a stronghold.
Yes.
Unforgiveness,
yes.
huge stronghold. Lust,
mm-hmm.
just to name a few that were enumerated in that prophecy.
And
you know, we all have our own, and
mm-hmm.
to a certain degree. The thing to know about a stronghold, before it becomes strong, it was a brick.
Right.
It was an incident. It was a situation. As the Bible talked about, not letting a root of bitterness
right.
lets you know that bitterness can grow.
Mm-hmm.
All these things,
yes.
you know, they were like seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Like the enemy can't create himself. He just imitates. As God plants good seeds in our lives,
yes.
and he has taught us to be fruitful and multiply, the enemy tries to imitate that with his weeds.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
Which grow faster.
Yes.
And many times seemingly stronger.
Right.
And so it is with these strongholds we deal with in our lives.
You know, it's interesting that you brought up the weeds, and I want to go back to the lust
uh-huh.
Issue. But when you just said that about the weeds, we were talking on our last live broadcast about the man who sowed good seed in his field, and I believe that's in Mark, the Mark chapter where he talks about the four types of ground, and in that, it said that while men slept,
uh-huh.
that the enemy came and sowed tares.
That's the wheat and the tares.
The wheat and the tares. That's right. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. The wheat and the tares.
Uh-huh.
But it said that he came in we're talking about the wheat and tares.
While men slept, uh-huh.
he sowed wheat, or he sowed tares
uh-huh.
among the wheat.
Yes.
And I got a revelation about that. Because we're talking about how things that happen in the spirit, how things that are happening in the natural are also occurring in the spiritual realm first.
Yes.
And it's interesting to me that when Jesus gave that parable, he told, and now I am intertwining the other parable with that, he told him that if you don't understand this parable, the one about the four grounds, he said you won't understand any of the other. Now, talking about the wheat and the tares, when he talked about while men slept, this was this man's field that he sowed good seed in.
Mm-hmm.
But while men slept, the enemy came in and sowed tares among the wheat. Interesting. I want to put a pin right there because there were two gardens. We're still talking about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
In the first garden, the man Adam, while Eve was being deceived and gave to her husband, in that garden, we know the results of that. They both ate. They both.
The fall of mankind.
The fall of man came. This was in his garden.
Uh-huh.
But in Jesus' garden,
mm-hmm.
he had already given this parable
about the second man, Adam. Uh-huh.
He had already given this parable about how the tares were sown among the wheat. And it was interesting that he took three to the garden with him, Peter, James, and John, which were one-fourth of the ones that he chose to go with him.
Of the 12, uh-huh.
And while he was in his darkest hour, while he was in his garden,
uh-huh.
while he was getting ready to face what he was going to have to face for his bride,
right?
Where were Peter, James, and John?
They slept.
They were sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And he told them, he had told Peter specifically, before the cock crows, goes, you would have denied me three times.
That's right.
These things were already in place. These things were already happening in the garden while men slept.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's something to say that there's something in all of us. If the first man, who was perfect, God made, fail in the garden because he had the unique opportunity to choose, but yet there was some innate part of man that was prone to choose something contrary to the word of God, his own lust.
Mm-hmm.
I remember back years ago when I had read that passage about when a man is tempted, don't let him say that he was tempted of God, because God himself tempts no man. But when a man is tempted, he's drawn away by his own lust, that thing that is in him. And I looked into that and found out it's whatever mindset, whatever
presupposition.
Exactly. Whatever you're prone to, the thing that has been ingrained in you.
It's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life.
Exactly. So this dispels the lust as being sexual lust, sexual lust, or just lust when it comes to strong desire, or even prone, what you are prone to do, what you have learned to do. These are sometimes attitudes in yourself. And I'm just going to say, for myself, there have been the strongholds, because we're still talking about strongholds, and people don't understand that they can be in a stronghold. They can be consumed by a stronghold and not know it. That stubborn spirit, that strong-willed spirit that won't bend, anything that won't submit itself to God, whatever
hurts,
and his word, and what he knows.
Yes.
This is that pulling down every imagination, because you know we have them.
Absolutely.
You know we have in our mind, well, I'm going to do this because
it started,
I'm not getting my way here.
It started as a child.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. And if he won't do this for me, then I'll do it myself.
Let's make this plain here about this accuser of the brother, because this is important. Because man was not prone before he failed.
Mm-hmm.
But the deceiver had to plant that seed.
Mm-hmm.
That's back to what you were saying. While men slept, the deceiver had to plant the seed.
Yep.
See,
mm-hmm.
because Adam, it doesn't say exactly what proximity he was to Eve, but he wasn't necessarily in the conversation at the time.
Right.
But it was the enemy who planted
the
seed. However it was, however indifferent, he was not in that conversation.
That's right.
So my thing is, the enemy comes to our weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he comes in a place where we're not aware. We're not alert.
Mm-hmm.
This is a time to be alert. I know
mm-hmm.
our time is winding down, and I don't know if it's fun we're having, but I'm telling you, this is some hype.
Yeah.
This is the real, because
mm-hmm.
the war is real. We're
yeah.
going to get further and further into it. Look for our blogs, but you got to know. You got to begin the fight.
Exactly.
It's time to wake up. The
yeah.
clarion call is sounded.
Mm-hmm.
The bell is pealing.
Yes.
You've got to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm here to give you the answer. Choose you this day
yes.
who you will serve.
That's
will it be
right.
life or death?
Mm-hmm.
Blessing or cursing? God or all else?
That's right.
Invite him, Sister Lewis.
If you do not know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, we want to give you an opportunity to do that, because you can't fight this battle on your own. You just cannot. How you've been doing it this long, and how far has it gotten you? So this is the time. The invitation is yours. Just repeat after me. Father God, in Jesus' name, I come before you a sinner. I realize that I cannot do this on my own. I realize that you sent your son, your only son, to die for me, to take upon himself the penalty that I deserve. And that there's nothing that I can do, there's nothing that I cannot do to come into fellowship with you other than accepting Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Father, forgive me. Accept me as your child. I believe that Jesus died for me.
I believe that he rose again on the third day, and he is now seated with you. And I accept you now as my Savior. Father God, I pray that everyone who has prayed that prayer will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are born again, that you and your love for them is immeasurable, that it never fades. It has never left. You've always been there for them. And Father, I pray, Lord, show us the strongholds in our own lives.
Yes.
Every listener, everyone who is listening, Father God, I ask that you will help us to identify every stronghold in our lives so that, and even the ones that we have about other people, Lord, not only the ones that we hold of ourselves, but the ones that we hold on other people. And Lord, help us most of all to see ourselves and others the way you see us.
Yes.
Lord, help us to respond and to treat one another the way you require us to do, in love, the love that only comes from you, the love that only comes from being connected with you. Father, we need you today. Help us to stand, to fight, to be who you've called us to be. Lord, help us to speak as you speak. Help us to live as you have called us to live. Help us, Lord, to realize that we are victors and not victims. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you once again for joining us for another broadcast of Dying to Be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis. And we invite you to join us again next week, should the Lord tarry, for another broadcast. God bless you.
I want to tell you a little story.
Yeah, yeah. Heard a story someone told me the other day. Of a love once strong that now has faded away. All that was said at the altar, what did it really mean? Were they just caught up in the moment of a little boy and little girl's dream? Yeah, it's kind of strange, people think that love is only what they feel. It's in the hard times that it's revealed.
Never get so.